Chapter 2. The Note. Twice a year, John and his brother Steve went canoeing and fishing at a small cabin next to Heron Lake. It was the evening before John's next trip to the lake.
"I'm happy Mrs. Oakes agreed to take care of the animals,"
John thought.
"Now I'm free to go with Steve."
He sat at his desk and wrote a note on a small piece of paper.
"Dear Mrs. Oakes, please buy some more coffee and sugar. I'll take the dogs and Tao, of course."
He came to the end of the small piece of paper and continued on another piece.
"Out for a walk before I leave. Don't worry, they'll be fine. See you in a few days, John."
John left the two pages on the desk and went to bed. But an hour later, Tao jumped onto the desk, sending the second page of the note into the fire. It burned immediately. John woke up early the next morning and took the animals outside for their walk. Later, he had breakfast and put his things in the car. Then he patted each animal. He was sorry to leave his three companions.
"I'll miss the animals,"
he thought.
"I really enjoy their company. Luath looks healthy and happy, but I'm sure he misses Jim and the kids. Goodbye, Luath,"
he said.
"I'm sorry you can't come with me."
Luath looked at John with his big brown eyes and then did something surprising. He put his left paw in the man's hand.
"He always did that to Jim,"
thought John. Sadly, he said goodbye to the animals and got into his van. It was time to go. Twenty minutes later, Luath walked to the end of the road and stood there. He waited for his friends to come too. Tao and Bodger followed, and together the three animals turned the corner and disappeared. Mrs. Oakes arrived at the house at 9 o'clock.
"That's strange," she thought. "Why didn't the animals come to welcome me?"
She opened the door and called them.
"Luath! Bodger! Tao!"
But there was silence. In the living room, Mrs. Oakes found the first page of the note on the desk and read it.
"Oh, Mr. Longridge changed his mind," she thought. "He's taking the dogs and Tao to the cabin. The animals will love Heron Lake. But why did he change his mind?"